Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, how's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Today's show is going to be on Someday I'll. Someday I'll is what everybody says all the time, every day. It's almost like a mantra. It's almost like, you know, it's actually the answer to their question. However, it's not the answer to anybody's question. It's the excuse to everybody's answer. So it's a really weird thing. And when I say someday I'll, I mean, you know, every day somebody says, okay, someday I'll write that book. Someday I'll, you know, cruise across the world. Someday I'll get my degree. Someday I'll be a better parent. Someday I'll have kids. Someday I'll have money. Someday when I get a particular thing, I'll do a particular thing. Okay, someday, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't come. Please understand something, that the only day that matters in your life or in anybody's life is today. All right, someday is something that may never, ever come. Actually, tomorrow doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the past that has happened and the present that you are in. So, the future is something that does not exist. It doesn't exist until you're doing it. While you are living, while you are breathing, while you actually are making things happen today, that is your now. Your now is what is going to create your tomorrow. So, if you keep waiting for someday I'll, then guess what? You'll never accomplish anything. You'll never reach the goals in which you want to reach. You'll never live the dreams that you want to live. So someday I'll is basically an unself-fulfilling prophecy. In order for you to move forward in your life, you need to take the someday I'll and start doing the things that you need to do today to make them actually true. So every time that you get ready to say someday I'll, what you need to do is say, what am I doing today, and how is it positioning me as best as it can today so that if and when the thing that may never come, which is tomorrow, does come, and I know this sounds a little confusing, so that you're in the position to take it, so that you're in position to take responsibility and not, excuse me, so that you take responsibility and also so that you're in the position to go ahead and make that particular dream, that particular fantasy or whatever, real. Because if you're prepared when opportunity presents itself, that's not luck. Well, it is luck, but it's labor under correct conditions. And that labor under correct conditions means that you did the things that you needed to do ahead of time so that now when it's time to reap the benefits of your efforts, you're in the position to do so. You know, the same thing goes for a particular job. If a job is something that, you know, that motivates you, you go through high school. What is high school doing? First off, let's go back. You go to elementary school. What is elementary school doing? It's you doing things today to prove that you can move to the next level. Okay, so from elementary, we go to junior high. From junior high, we prepare, and as we get through the different stages in junior high, we go to high school. Then as we get through the certain stages in high school, we go to college. Then as we get through the certain stages in college, we then go on for other degrees, be it an associate's degree originally, and then a bachelor's degree, or just straight for a bachelor's degree. Then from there, you would go to a master's and a doctorate and all of that, all of those particular levels. But as I've said on many occasions, you get a lot of people that have an education and they believe that that's it. They believe they know everything. They believe because they have a master's, they have some type of education. They really have no education. And it comes back to that other saying about, you know, a book education will earn you a living, but a self-education will earn you a fortune. And that's something that I think very, very few of us get. You have a lot of people that have different degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a degree, okay? But I also understand that the information in that degree, the day I graduated, is antiquated. So how can you put yourself on a pedestal because you have a doctorate degree or you have a master's degree or you have whatever degree you have and then give the belief or have the belief that that makes you superior over someone else. Actually, just the fact that you're saying that you're superior makes you inferior to that individual. Why? Because you've already given yourself a status that you don't own. None of us are God, all right? None of us are all-knowing. And remember, too, your particular degree is usually in a particular subject. That means you know as much as we as a people possibly know up to that point about that subject. Due to the fact that we're constantly growing, constantly learning, and constantly developing, then that means what you know, again, is greatly antiquated at the time that you know it. And then even if you have a degree, even if it's a doctor's degree, in the scheme of things, you know nothing. You know, Einstein was one of the smartest individuals in the world. However, remember, Einstein was not considered that bright in the very beginning. It wasn't until later on in life that everybody came to respect and understand Einstein's theories to be correct. Please also understand that now, today, they're starting to question whether Einstein's original theories are right or wrong. So, you know, you really need to watch yourself, especially you people that seem to think that you're above somebody else. All right? You're showing your ignorance. You're not showing your intelligence. But anyway, if you have a degree is a beautiful thing. Please understand that. And I'm not trying to say that you're an idiot because you have a degree or you're an idiot because you paid all of that money for an education. What I'm saying is that look around you and let's really look at things. Some of the richest and some of the most wealthiest people in the world don't even have a degree. So where does that put your particular degree? If you have a degree and you have a certain humility about you, then there's a possibility that you're far more intelligent than most people may think, and that that degree didn't go to waste. But if you're one of those people that think that because you have that piece of paper it means something, please understand that it really doesn't mean anything. It just qualifies you for a job, or it qualifies you to be able to claim that you have that particular degree. And just as an FYI, I actually have a degree that has doctorate on it. And you know what it means to me? It means that it's a piece of paper with my name on it, and it has the title doctorate on it. That's all that it means to me. I am honored that it was presented to me, but that is about it. And the only person that it means anything to in reality for me is me. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please, the someday I'll thing, we really need to get rid of it. We need to start acting as if we are in a stage of continuous and constant learning, because that's the only way that we truly grow. That's the only way that we realize that we not only have a lot to give, but that we also have a lot to learn, that we also are blessed every day, and that every day we're being given the opportunity to mature and to grow and to develop and also to give back and to help others. Today I had the honor of being in one of the veterans parades, and this was in the Virginia area, in the Northern Virginia area. And it was kind of interesting because one of my students' grandfathers was there. And I've talked to this man on a couple of different occasions, but, you know, I've never really got to really talk to him in depth. And actually today was interesting because he attended the event, you know, he was one of the people there, and he was actually in full uniform. I never knew that this man was in the military. Coming to find out, we are both retired from the military. He's retired from, I believe, the Army, and I'm retired from the Marine Corps, except this guy is a full bird colonel, and I never knew that. The gentleman has always been pleasant, always been polite, always seems to be very intelligent and articulate, but I had no idea that the man was in the military service or that had served more than 20 years in the service, and again, left the service with a retirement as a full bird colonel. Again, here's a person that I had already acknowledged as being extremely intelligent, and I had already acknowledged as being a great person and a very humble person. And today, even though I've been training his grandson for a few years, I never knew that this man, you know, again, was a member of the military or the armed services, you know, retired. And it was, you know, it was really cool. And I got to talk to him again. I got to learn a little bit more about him and his wife. And again, they're really great people. But what I'm saying is that that's that humility. That's that power that you get to experience. And nobody is touting their particular degree or their particular, you know, level of knowledge. You know, their level of knowledge is perfectly evident and definitely evident just by their actions, you know. These are people that are, you know, they made it happen. The someday aisles for them is something that they made come to reality. It's something that they lived, and he lived every day of his life. You know, because the gentleman is definitely older than me, and because of other people like him, you know, I was able to experience what I was able to experience in my military service and in my life as a whole. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the life that you have is about, it's about living, it's about action, it's about taking responsibility for yourself and for what you want out of life, and then doing the things that you need to do, not tomorrow, not next week, not an hour from now, not 2 hours from now, but right now. You basically putting your money where your mouth is. You taking responsibility and taking action and living a life worth living. You know, very few people live a life worth living. Most people try to live their lives, you know, vicariously through somebody else. You know, they try to live through other people's experience. Now, please understand that that is partially a very good way to conduct things. You know, if you take, like, a mentor is basically somebody that can guide you. Why? Because they've been where you're trying to go. However, there's an adjustment in there because they've been where you're trying to go. However, they got there at a different time. Things change. Things develop. But what they can do is they can let you see what some of the things are that can maybe help you get there quicker without making the same mistakes as they've made, or can help you to avoid, same thing basically, to help you also to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that they avoided, or in some cases that they may have tripped up on. So that mentor is there. Plus that what happens is, too, you end up with a core group. You come up with your own kind of an advisory board. You know, I am very grateful for all of my mentors. And I was explaining, you know, to actually my son the other day that throughout my life, I've had many, many mentors. You know, even though we may have not had the same political reviews or the same social views, you know, we may not have had saw things the same way. I was explaining to him how over the years, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, that these people have spoken to me and told me different things that at the time I didn't really understand, but I always kept those things in the back of my mind. I guess technically I was always trying to figure out, you know, what was the overall meaning, because, you know, back in the day, your parents didn't really explain things, and I'm sure that that still happens today. But, you know, back in the day, they didn't really give you detail as to what was what. And some of those old sayings, some of those wise sayings, some of those things that we take for granted actually are incredibly valuable. You know, again, one of my uncles, he used to say a lot of things to me over the years. And trust me, we are very and are still very, very different. You know, he used to tell me, trust no mistakes, nephew, all bushes shake, nephew. And I, you know, I used to hear it and I remember it. And as life went on, it started to make more sense to me. You know, my grandfather used to say, love that child, you know, and I never quite understood what that meant. And as time went on, I understood what that meant. You know, my uncle used to also say, all men cry and all women lie. You know, no pun or negativity amongst women, but it was a particular mindset, and now I have an understanding. You know, another relative of mine used to always say, look at how one person is treating another person and then understand that given reason and opportunity, they would do the same to you if the circumstance was you instead of that other person. I've always kept that in mind, you know. And these are things that have happened in my life that have been very instrumental. They've been very beneficial to me. They've helped me to understand the world that I live in. And I was, even though, again, they weren't very cryptic, or excuse me, weren't very descriptive, it was very cryptic what they said, all of those things that they said had knowledge. You know, every now and then, there's different things that are said about other people, said by other people around me. And the funny thing is that sometimes they're quoting sayings that were said to them, and they don't quite get the grasp of it. And sometimes I'm actually given the opportunity, because I may understand it, I'm given the opportunity to share with them what the lesson was, you know, what the gift was, what the nugget was, what that golden bit of knowledge actually means. I get to translate it into what it was meant to be conveyed, but just wasn't conveyed clearly to those individuals. You know, and sometimes, again, people do the same thing to me. They share information. That's why I listen to a lot of wise people. You know, I listen to, you know, the Brian Tracys and the Jim Rohns and the Les Browns and the Anthony Robbins and, you know, all of these other powerful people that have walked a particular walk and from that have obtained so many beautiful and wonderful things because they're sharing knowledge with me that is just so great, that is so phenomenal, that is just so full and packed with, you know, all of these beautiful things. You know, Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, again, like I said, Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, you know, just all of these people that have shared knowledge, and that knowledge only makes me a better person. It only adds value. You know, even though some of these things were said, you know, long before I was born, and some of these things have been re-said and re-understood, that reinterpretation. You know, a perfect example is church. For a long time, I never quite understood why people went to church. You could buy your own Bible and you could read your own story. You know, the person that was talking to you or giving you their rendition of it, that's basically all that they were doing. They were just regurgitating it from their perspective on what was said. And as life went on, you know, I could never understand why one particular church was bigger or they made more money or they had more success. And then I realized something, and again, this is no pun intended to people, but I realized that a lot of people are like sheep, all right? They don't want to take the lead. They want to be led. They don't want to take responsibility. They want somebody to remove the responsibility from them so that they can just do what they want to do. And if that's your mindset, there's nothing wrong with that as long as that works for you. However, that's not the mindset that I possess. You know, I know that today is now. I know that the only opportunity that I have at life is the time in which I live it. I understand that every day is a gift and every day I should be thankful for. I understand and I'm thankful for all of the people before me, be it in the military, be it in other things, civil rights, all of those other things that they've done to pave the way, to open up opportunity for me, to help me grow. So someday aisle for me is just not something that I look at. I have dreams, I have aspirations, and every day I'm trying to move closer and closer and closer to my ultimate goal. What my ultimate goal is, I hope that by the time I reach it, I've so far exceeded it that it doesn't even resemble what I really wanted it to be. However, until that day comes, today I have a vision. Today I have a particular goal that I want to reach. Today I have a particular point in which I want to get to. And guess what? That point just keeps moving. All right. Even when I have to take 10 steps back because I only got to make 2 steps forward, I know that eventually I'm going to make those 10 steps up, and then I'm going to go past that, and then I'm going to get to a next level, and I'm going to need to broaden and stretch myself so that I can grow and become the individual in which I was meant to be. Again, there is greatness in each and every body. So this Sunday aisle thing, we have to throw it away, ladies and gentlemen. We have to understand that it is just a mask. We need to get rid of that type of mindset and that kind of talk. Why? Because it doesn't help us grow. It doesn't help us develop. Actually, what it does is it puts a cap on top of us. We need to understand that in order to get out of the jar, you must take off the lid. Because if you keep going for that same particular lid, if you keep staying in that same myopic mindset, you know, if you don't understand that there are many roads and many ways to get there. Some roads will get you there fast, some roads will get you there slow. For some people, the journey is going to be difficult all the way till they get to the end, and for some, the journey is going to be easy. Please understand, for those of us that the journey is difficult, when we get there, we are going to appreciate it more. For those of us that get to it and it's easy, we're going to take it for granted. There are a few people that are not going to get there through the easy route, and they're still going to appreciate it. But on the average person, if they get there too easily, they're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to value it. They're not going to look at it and go, hey, this is a beautiful thing, and from that I've learned, and from that I've grown, and from that I've developed. They're not going to get all of the nuggets. They may get a few of the nuggets, but they're not going to get most of the nuggets as a whole. So, every day is a gift. Trust no mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, all bushes shake. Don't let people play you out. Don't give them power. Don't give them the ability to mess up your day or to ruin your day. Don't let the inconsistencies of life bleed into your present and cause your present to be miserable because you allow somebody else to gain power or gain control. Every now and then, step back and get a re-evaluation of the particular event or the particular thing that you're involved in. And as you look at that thing, as you get that re-look at what's going on, try to look at it objectively. Try to look at it with an open mind. Try to see what nuggets you can get from it. Try to see what other advantages may have been caused by what appears to be a disadvantage. Let's take out the someday aisle and say, today I will. Let's take out the someday aisle and say, today I am going to take care of this. I am going to move to this. I am going to read this. I am going to complete this. I am going to take another step forward in my development, in my evolution, in my body, my mind, my spiritual being, in my health, in everything that I'm doing. Every day, show thanks to everybody that you can possibly show thanks to in a positive way, even if they come at you in a negative way. Be positive to them, all right? Confuse the heck out of them because they're expecting a certain response if you're dealing with a negative person. And if you stay positive, it's going to drive them crazy. If you have to deal with a person that's not a morning person, then the heck with them. You still be a morning person. Guess what? They'll either get used to it or get over it or they'll get away from you. One of those things will happen. However, don't let them bring you down. Don't let them put toxics in you. Don't let them put carcinogens in you. Don't let them do things that are going to bring you down and hurt you and take value away from you. Give as much value as you can possibly give and understand that if you can give 100%, that 100% is going to be valued. But if you give 50%, guess what? That 50% is going to translate into what? Maybe 10%. So here's the thing. When you actually are talking to people and dealing with people, you need to give as much of yourself as possible. You know, what I try to tell people is you need to try to give 500 to 1,000% when at all possible. Why? Because for some people, your 500 is 100. For some people, your 1,000 is 100. But guess what? For most people, your 100 isn't 100. It doesn't match up. So you need to try to be the best person you can be. Do the things that you know are right in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit. And guess what? You can't go wrong. We can all make mistakes. That's not a problem. But as long as when you're making a mistake, you're doing it with honest conviction that that's what you're supposed to do and your mind is in the right place, guess what? You can't fail. Guess what? You're not doing anything wrong. You're doing something right as long as your mindset and your positioning is of a positive nature. However, if you're positively doing something negative, guess what? It's negative. There's just no way around that. But if you're doing things that are positively positive, then guess what? You're doing some good. You're helping some people. You're growing, you're developing, and you're becoming a lot bigger person. You're broadening your opportunities. You're broadening your ability to affect and direct other people. You know, this weekend I got to meet some people and they, you know, talk to me about speaking and things like that, and I'm looking forward to it. Doesn't matter what the pay is. What matters is that I'm getting the opportunity. What matters is that I'm being able to help people. You know, because my mindset is that eventually, guess what? Somebody's going to truly appreciate the things that I have to give. And they're going to appreciate it to the point to where they are willing and ready and able and looking forward to reimbursing me for my efforts. And guess what? Even if they don't, I know that later on in life I'm going to get the things that I deserve. Why? Because I'm giving out so much, because I'm giving so much, because I'm putting so much into everything that I'm doing. I don't know if you guys can tell it or not, but I'm very passionate about this subject. Someday I will get you nowhere. What you do today will get you everywhere. Someday I will not serve you. Today I will get you to where you want to be tomorrow. But the most important thing is living today because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. That opportunity is something that is there. However, it's an opportunity that many don't see come to fruition. I recently had a gentleman that I had a lot of respect for. Great person, great auto mechanic. His name was Tony. Tony was a superhuman being. Tony had lost his wife recently. Now, Tony, with two relatively young daughters, has just passed. Now, I'm talking about Tony because every day that I met Tony, Tony came at me positively. Tony came to me with a positive spirit. Tony was a person that I had learned to respect and know. And Tony was a person that I consider it an honor to call a friend and an associate. But now Tony's book is closed. That chapter is written. It cannot be rewritten. Don't let your chapter close on negativity. Don't let your chapter close on non-productive things. Don't let there be questions about who you were and what you were. Let it be clear. Let it be sung from the highest mountain. Let it be heard from the widest sea that you have done everything that you can do to be the best person that you could be and to do as much as you could do, not only for yourself, your family, and those that you love, but also for people that didn't even know you. Have a life that people look back at and they say that they rejoice. There's another saying that I use from occasion, and it says, a man is talking to his father, to his son, and he tells his son, "Son, when you were born, people rejoiced while you cried." Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? When we die, we want people to rejoice because we made the world a better place because we were in it. We were present. We helped them develop and grow. Again, in a monetary fashion, people may leave us nothing. They may leave us debt. But did they give us other gifts that were far more valuable than anything that they could have left us in a monetary or tangible fashion? Did they leave us gifts that are so valuable that they help us to get to the next level in our life and help us? Ladies and gentlemen, today is now. Let's take responsibility for what we need to take responsibility for, and let's try to broaden ourselves and help as many people as we can as we grow, develop, and mature. Understand that you don't get a whole lot of opportunities in life, but you get every opportunity in life. So if you take advantage of every opportunity that's given to you, then you're going to be a giver, and you're going to be somebody that gives gifts that will never truly be acknowledged. However, they will always be valued. Anyway, thank you again for your time, for your patience, and as always, I am honored with all of those that listen, and I hope that you continue to listen. Please share the show with any and everybody that you think will love the show or like the show, or that you feel can get something from it. My name is Zurian, and this is The Zurian Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. My name is Zurian. Type in Zurian and, find us on Facebook, all of the above. Contact us if you need anything that we can help you with. Again, we're always there for you. And the reason I do this is because I care, and I hope you care too. Thank you very much, everybody, and you have a great day and a great life. Good day.